This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. The government has given nod to the continuation of the Atal Pension Yojana till 2030-31, along with extension of funding support for promotional and developmental activities. The decision was taken during a cabinet meeting held under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi yesterday. The scheme offers a guaranteed minimum pension ranging from 1,000 to 5,000 rupees per month after attaining the age of 60, depending on the subscriber's contribution. The cabinet has also approved an equity support of 5,000 crore rupees to the Small Industries Development Bank of India. The aim is expected to benefit approximately 25,74,000 new MSME beneficiaries. The Election Commission has issued directions to implement the Supreme Court's order on the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in West Bengal. It mandates public display of names under logical discrepancies and unmapped categories and provides affected voters opportunities to submit documents and be heard within a specified timeline. The Commission has also directed West Bengal authorities to strictly implement the Supreme Court's this month's order related to the ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR 2026. It has instructed the state administration and police to ensure adequate manpower, smooth conduct of hearings and maintenance of law and order with strict action for any non-compliance. Secretary West and External Affairs Ministry Sibi George called on Foreign Minister of Turkmenistan Rashid Meredov in Ashgabat yesterday. External Affairs Ministry said in a social media post that he has also held Foreign Office consultations with Deputy Foreign Minister Mehri Beshimova. The discussions covered the full spectrum of bilateral ties and regional and global issues of mutual interest. India has asserted that it is building the foundation for global artificial intelligence services. Addressing a session at World Economic Forum in Davos, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw said the country is working on all five layers of the AI architecture, application, model, chip, infra and energy.
There are five layers in the AI architecture: the application layer, the model layer, the chip layer, the infra layer and the energy layer. We are working on all the five layers. On the application layer, we will probably be the biggest supplier of services to the world, understand the working of that enterprise and provide that service using AI applications. That's going to be the biggest factor of success or successful deployment of AI, because that's where ROI comes from.
Traffic restrictions will be in place in parts of New Delhi due to rehearsals for the beating retreat ceremony at Vijay Chowk today. According to a traffic advisory, Vijay Chowk will remain closed for general traffic from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Vehicular movement will also be restricted on Raisina Road from the roundabout near Krishi Bhavan towards Vijay Chowk. Traffic will not be allowed beyond the roundabouts at Dara Shikoh Road, Krishna Menon Marg and Sunehri Masjid in the direction of Vijay Chowk during the rehearsal hours. The stretch between Vijay Chowk and the Rafi Marg going towards Kartavya Path crossing will also remain closed during the specified hours. Motorists have been advised to plan their travel in advance and take alternate routes such as Ring Road, Ridge Road, Aurobindo Marg, Madrasa T Point, Safdarjung Road, Rani Jhansi Road and Minto Road. US President Donald Trump has said that he will not use force to take control of Greenland, but reiterated his demand that Washington be given ownership of the Arctic island. Addressing World Economic Forum in Davos, US President said he is seeking immediate negotiations to discuss the acquisition of Greenland. In badminton, Indian shuttlers will be in action in the round of 16 at the Indonesia Masters 2026 today. In men's singles, Lakshya Sen will face Hong Kong's Jason Gunawan, while former world number one Kidambi Srikanth is set to take on Chinese Taipei's Xiong Tianchen. And that is the end of this news bulletin.